In our previous year, we had a discussion regarding the concept of kol kavur kamechta mechta dami. But as we also have learned, the extension of the concept of kol kavur kamechta mechta dami is called the parish miruba parish. In other words, this that we say kol kavur kamechta mechta is only in a situation where the suffix was noilad, where the question arose in a makom kvius. As we keep on using as an example, you went to a butcher shop, you have 10 butcher shops in your community, 9 are kosher, 1 is not, you went to a butcher shop, purchased meat, but you don't remember to which butcher shop you went. But if the question comes up after it was left at Smokin Kavius, in other words, where you found a piece of meat on the floor in the town, and of course it's important to point out that there is an underlying question as we have this discussion, that how could you eat this meat even if 9 butcher shops are kosher and only 1 is not? There's a concept of Basar Shen Salmon Ayim, so the Achrayim discussed that it has to be in a situation where that isn't the consideration. So we say, call the parish Meruba Parish, and we assume that the meat you found is from a kosher butcher shop. Moreover, even though not only do we say call the parish Meruba Parish, the Chazal said we need not be concerned that if we're going to allow you to rely on kol kavua, a mechza mechza, called the parish meruba parish, maybe you're going to even rely on it when it was kavua. We don't have to be concerned for that. However, the Paiskim do say that that's only when everybody knows which is the non-kosher butcher shop and which is the kosher butcher shop. However, if the non-kosher butcher shop is not identifiable, we have to be more machmer. However, the Paiskim say that when can we say and rely on the concept of kol the parish meruba parish? The example we always give is when the meat was found in the street, the meat was found in the hands of an akum, the meat was found in the hands of a katan, even if he's a Yisrael. But if the meat was found in the hands of a gadol, Yisrael, so the Yisrael bought the meat somewhere. And the Yisrael, that meat, once that Yisrael gadol bought the meat from a butcher shop, even in the community that we keep on speaking about, of 9 kosher and 1 non-kosher, the halach of kol kavu kamechza mechza dami kicks in. And once that halacha kicks in, that halacha remains even after, no, even later. And now, even though I bought it, take it from him, and by me there's no kol kavu kamechza mechza dami, it doesn't make a difference. We can't apply the concept of kol the parish meruba parish under such circumstances. If a Yisrael asked an akum, his shliach, to go to buy meat in a store, of course, the Yisrael told him to go buy it in a kosher store. And now the akum doesn't know from which store he bought it. The halacha is that since the akum is an extension of the Yisrael, he's a shliach of the Yisrael, the halacha is that it's just like if the Yisrael would have had such a circumstance, as we keep on discussing in our shiurim, the same halacha will be by the akum who is the shliach of the Yisrael. That is the opinion of the Shaul Zatshuvas Tiv Rechayim, Yerudei Echel, Bei Simen, Nun Gimel. Rav Shlomo Kluger, in the Shalos Tshuvos Tuf Tam V'Das, Madura Gimel, Chelek Beis, Simin Yodala Divrei Amaskel V'Heina, quotes the Divrei Chaim, and he says, we don't apply the concept of Kol Kavua Kamatza Machzadami. And so is the opinion of the Rugas Abaisim and the Halach and the Chazon Ish. Another interesting question. If we keep on speaking about Kol Deparish Meruba Parish, means that you have 9 kosher butcher shops in this town, one non-kosher butcher shop. You found meat on the street, so we say kol kavur kemechza mechza dami, kol deparish meruba parish, and we assume that the meat is kosher. But a question that's discussed by the achronim is, what's going to be the halacha where that one non-kosher butcher shop sells more non-kosher meat? It's a big supermarket, and it sells more non-kosher meat than all the kosher butcher shops combined. The opinion of the Prima Gordon, the Chalastas, is that we follow the stores. It's not a din in the amount of meat. It's a din in the stores. And so too is the opinion of the Noyd of Yehuda and the Chassam Sofer as well. The Shalos Tshuvos Beis Ephraim disagrees. And he says that if most of the meat that's found in this town is non-kosher meat, because that one store that sells non-kosher meat sells more meat than all the 9 kosher stores combined, there we go, busser the meat. That is the opinion of the Beis Ephraim. And actually, this concept that the Beis Ephraim teaches us could be used in discussion of a very famous fundamental question. And that is, we know that the Achim, the Goyim, taunt us. And they say, we should go bus Roiv. And Roiv of the world are Achim. And since the Roiv of the world are Avdei Avodah Zarah, we too should, Rachmanot Tzlan, be Avdei Avodah Zarah. We go bus Roiv. It's a concept that we keep on discussing in our shiur. What's the answer to that question? So, of course, the simple answer to the question is that you only go bus arrive when you have a question. All the discussions that we've been having in our shiur is with a question and we don't know what to do. And since we don't know what to do, Roiv will tell us what to do. But in a situation where we don't have a question, of course, Roiv doesn't become a determining factor. There is no question what is the right thing to do. There's no question what we should do. And therefore, Roiv is not needed here to help us answer a question that doesn't exist. That's the obvious answer. In fact, the Svarim say that was exactly what Haman meant to tell Ahasuerus. Haman wanted to tell Ahasuerus, the Jewish people are insignificant. Why? He said about us, Yeshna am echad, mefuzer u'mefur. There's one people that's dispersed. What was he trying to say? Mefuzer u'mefur. What was he trying to say? You, Ahasuerus, could say, yes, the Jewish people are only one people, but they're kavua, they're am echad. And our Gemara keeps on teaching us that kol kavua kemechza mechzadam. To which Haman prepared an answer by saying that the mafuz are mafurid. They're all dispersed. They're parish. I'm called the parish, Merubah parish. But what's the answer? The answer is what the Shaar Ephraim just taught us. What the Shaar Ephraim just taught us was that in a situation where even if you have called the parish Merubah parish, but the one non-kosher, in our case it would be just the opposite, is larger and greater than the non-kosher, then we don't go basarot. And that's the answer here as well. We indeed may be one amongst all the nations of the world, but even though we're just one amongst all the nations of the world, we are the one that's equal and greater than all the other nations of the world. And because we're equal and greater than all the other nations of the world, the concept of called the parish, Merubah parish, is not applicable.